Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. This is our 270th episode. I wanted to give a quick shout out to He Shoots, He Draws. My buddies Dave Clayton and Glenn Dewis have a wonderful podcast, if you haven't listened to it, where they interview some amazing designers and photographers. I was fortunate enough to have them invite me onto their podcast, and we had a great time. Glenn was off doing something else, so Alan Hess, a wonderful photographer from the San Diego area, stepped in as a co-host. So Dave, Alan, and I got to spend about 90 minutes talking creativity, photography business, dealing with the pandemic, all sorts of great, interesting topics. So if you haven't checked it out, it's one of my favorite podcasts. They're just such a great, great creative team over there at He Shoots, He Draws. So definitely worth taking a look at. And you can check out my interview with them. I guess their interview with me would be the more appropriate way of saying that. I was really excited about that podcast, though, because it kind of related to this week's topic, which is sort of dealing with the notion of going stir crazy in the mundane, because I have a lot of friends who I haven't seen in a while. And I have a lot of friends who are starting to reach out and just kind of check in again, see how things are going, what kind of creative projects are going on, what's happening around the house, how's the yard work, you know, just sort of seeing how how I'm doing and how they're doing, dealing with this kind of day-to-day repetition where those of us who are in our kind of creative position are in unessential businesses. And so we're following our stay-at-home orders. So we're not actually out there every day in the same job and in the same process. And some of you have your job still and you have things going on. And so your structure is a little bit different. But I think this topic is relatable regardless of the position you're in, because at some point you're going to run into this feeling of kind of going stir crazy, doing the same things over and over again, and that your photography has become mundane and your approach to your photography has become mundane, and that things just seem to be stuck in this rut and this rut and this rut, and we go over and over the same thing. And I think that's a common reaction. I think that's a common process a lot of us deal with. And I wanted to talk a little bit head on about that, because I also think there's a lot of things and a lot of information out there when I was kind of researching this topic and thinking about this topic about avoiding these feelings, avoiding going stir crazy. There's 10 ways to rejuvenate your photography, 5 things every photographer should do when you're bored, or 6 new ways of seeing, or those 4 projects you haven't thought of before. And the fact is, a lot of us struggle with this notion of feeling like we always have to be in this massive kind of new energy, new creation cycle. And while I don't even think that's true, I think even outside of that, I think there's this natural way of being that we have. There's this natural state that we're in. And some of us just enjoy shooting a certain way. Maybe you're a photographer who doesn't like to shoot close to home. Maybe you enjoy travel and you enjoy the sense of travel and the freedom that travel gives you. So you like to get out there and make photographs when you're traveling. Or maybe you're living in a city, but you normally travel to, you know, wildlife, outdoor stuff, because you're a landscape photographer and you're kind of stuck more in an urban environment right now. And so there's all sorts of things. Maybe I have a friend who's a portrait photographer who's been working on this beautiful series of portraits, but now is kind of stuck at home and not able to make the portraits in the way they imagine. So they've kind of reimagined their work and they're shooting portraits through windows and family portraits and things like that. But there's all sorts of different ways they're approaching the work they create to keep going, but yet it's not the normal way of shooting. So while I think it's possible to get out there and continue to do work, I wanted to talk about this notion of how do we process and deal with this sense of being mundane in our work and this sense of going stir crazy when we don't get to do the things we want, and why we feel like we have to fill that space with something else. Why do we have to go out and create something that we normally wouldn't create for the sole sake of having to create something, having to fill that time? I know in my own creative practice, I for years penalized myself if I wasn't actually making photographs or working on photographs or editing photographs or printing photographs or teaching photography, or doing whatever I was doing actually as a kind of career, making a living as a photographer. And as I've kind of shifted my thinking in photography and what photography enables me to do, which is, you know, see the world and see the world in my own way and recognize my own sense of seeing and what's special in the way that I get to appreciate the world, that a lot of the things that I considered mundane and everyday were actually being disrupted by the camera, because I felt like I had to make something interesting with the camera. I had to step up to the plate and make an amazing photograph of something that I saw every day, whether it was in my garden, whether it was on the walk I took, no matter where I was, that I had to find something interesting to photograph, because I would see these things that I thought were beautiful and interesting. And I think part of recognizing that the way we see the world is not always necessarily with the camera. There's times we don't actually need to photograph something to appreciate it. As a matter of fact, sometimes just being present enough to get to actually experience the moment without the camera is important. I think that's one of the things when people get the reaction of like, why would you go to a concert and spend your whole time staring at the back of your cell phone while you watch it and video it rather than actually experience the concert? I think for me and my photography, I have that same sort of reaction sometimes, that there's times where I just want to go for a walk. I just want to be out there walking around. And if I happen to see something and I wish I had had my camera, that doesn't diminish the effect at all any. In that He Shoots, We Draw podcast, Alan Hess talked a little bit about that as well, that there's times you just make mental photographs. You get to see an experience. And I think that's an important part of dealing with this everyday kind of groundhog feeling we have where things are the same and they're so repetitive. I also think there's an interesting sensibility of how we approach our photography, and that part of photography is a little bit mundane. It is a little bit repetitive. We see things, we make photographs, we cull photographs, we select photographs, we edit photographs, we print and share photographs, or we sell photographs, or we put them in a portfolio, or we work on a project, and then we do the same thing over again. And I think part of the reason that photography and the creative practice is so interesting is that in the face of that repetition, in the face of having to do things over and over again, we're still able to find something interesting in that process that makes us want to come back and do it again. So if you're creating photographs, if you're editing photographs, and maybe they're not the photographs you necessarily want to take, or they're not photographs you can take because you had planned on being in Italy right now, but yet you're still making photographs, even if they're not the most interesting of photographs, that process is what doing photography is about. It is repetitive. We see, we photograph, we cull, we edit. It doesn't matter where we are. And it doesn't matter if you went out and took one photograph or 50 photographs or 1,000 photographs. The process is the same. I always find it interesting when I hear photographers talk about how they could never play golf and why golf is such a boring game, because you basically are doing the same exact thing over and over again. You hit a little white ball with a stick, you get the ball in the hole, then you go to the next hole, you hit the little white ball with the stick till you get it in the hole. And yet, like I said, photography is very much the same way. We see, we think about composition, we compose, we shoot, we go through all of these different steps over and over again. As you're thinking about being stuck and feeling a little stir crazy and feeling like you can't get out, you can't make the photographs you want, you can't make the photographs you need, I think part of that might be some other push, some other pressure on your creative practice, some other push on your photographic practice that is worth maybe delving into a little bit, doing this little self-reflection on why is it that all of a sudden you feel like this is a problem, that you're repeating the same things over and over again? Or are you using this fear or this angst of repetition as a way of avoiding doing work? Maybe you have a bunch of photographs you need to edit and pull into a project and turn into a photo book or something, and you're just not doing it because you feel like it's too repetitive and you don't feel like you're getting that new Jones and spark that, oh, if I go create something new, I'll get all energized by it rather than do the actual work. So part of stir crazy things that are mundane and things that are repetition is they allow us to complete the work. They allow us to finish the things we've started. Not all parts of the photography world are hot and sexy. And anybody who's ever thought about, I want to be a professional photographer, who then starts to make a living as photography, will tell you there's not a lot in what you thought it was going to be like and how it actually is. The experience of running a business and dealing with taxes and accountants and clients and contracts and getting paid and paying people is so much different than the romanticism of actually getting out and making photographs. And yet, even with that realization, so much of the photography, like I said, day to day, week to week, month to month, has that repetition quality. Getting a sense of structure from that, maybe getting a sense of freedom from realizing that there is a repetition there, and you only have to modify and select and change and fix certain small aspects of your photography, can be empowering and uplifting. Who knows? I just think that there's an interesting opportunity for all of us to look back, and for those of us who kind of feel like we're stuck in the same day, doing a little, like I said, a little groundhog effect, maybe it's worth looking at what is in that repetition that is of interest, that is of value, and maybe embracing a little bit of that structure that comes from having to do the same things over and over again. You know, when I work with people and teach editing classes, I tell them editing photographs, for the most part, is pretty boring because it's the same workflow. The actual structure you take is the same editing a photograph. The tools you use, the decisions you use will vary from image to image, and that kind of makes it a little bit more interesting. But the actual process of opening the photo, making certain adjustments at certain times, global corrections, color corrections, luminance corrections, is pretty much the same image to image. So there's a lack of spontaneity there. Like I said, there's creativity in our approach to that, but the way we go about it, the how we do it, pretty much the same. It's what allows us to see tutorials. That's why you can go onto YouTube and watch a video for how somebody does something, because it's repetitive. I think if you would spend some time and reflect back on your own feelings, your own sensibilities about how do you approach and how do you think about that creative process? How do you think about your approach to things feeling like you're going nowhere and you're stuck over and over kind of in a rut, that maybe there's value in that rut. Maybe there's things that you need to experience in that rut. If you've ever driven a truck off-road and got stuck in a deep rut, you can't actually get out of that rut. Your only option is to drive forward or back out of the rut. You don't get to bounce out of the rut unless you get out and start to dig out of the rut. So you've got to make some change there. But sometimes you just ride the rut out and eventually it disappears. You pop back up, you're on a road and you can turn left or right and everything works out fine. The sense of not understanding or not believing that in the grand process of how you do your photography, that it always has to be exciting. It always has to be unique. There always has to be something crazy happening, I think is misleading, because one of the other big benefits you get from experiencing this sort of repetition and feeling like you're going a little stir crazy is you start to notice smaller details. You start to appreciate smaller things. Little elements within your own way of approaching your photography can shift. And even if you're not picking up your camera, just the mental exercise of picking up the mental camera and thinking about your approach to photography will be huge. You'll be amazed if you just start thinking about how would you take a photograph. Even if it's something you don't want to photograph, how would you photograph it is an interesting exercise. And it doesn't mean you have to do it. Like I said, picking up the camera and having to photograph something you actually don't want to photograph, probably not that exciting, interesting, or compelling in the long run. It might satisfy a short-term craving, but in the terms of long-term photography, it might be detrimental. But what it will force you to do is change your approach to seeing and how you experience and think about photography. So I know for a lot of us out there, it does feel like the days are kind of running together. They're getting on top of one another. We're not getting anything really productive done, and we're not sure, even sure what day of the week it is, maybe. But I think it's a time for us to kind of reflect back and embrace that a little bit, get a sense of being in that space, because when this disappears and when things return to some level of normalcy for you, whatever that normalcy looks like, you're going to be faced with this exact same challenge. If you're honest with yourself, and this is kind of the crux of the podcast, if you're honest with yourself, your life was probably pretty mundane in photography before anyway. Now you just have this other constraint that a lot of us are living under put on top of you. But if you're honest with yourself, there were probably spurts of massive creativity, massive influx of energy, and then there was a lot of time where things felt pretty mundane. So this is not something that's going to be one and done. This is something you're going to struggle with your entire creative process. So that's why I would encourage you to think about and experience and live with this, because I think they're interesting questions for you to figure out how you're facing that, not today, not tomorrow, but a year from now, 2 years, 5 years from now. I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you, your family, your friends, your loved ones to all stay safe. Make sure you take care of each other out there. I know it's still a difficult time for everyone. Don't forget to check me out on He Shoots, He Draws, wonderful podcast. And don't forget, you can always find this podcast up on any of the platforms. If you're going to be swapping platforms for your podcast, we're up on all the major platforms. Thanks so much. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.